intense. Okay, let's start. I'm just going to do some guidance in this meditation, and then we'll have some more longer period of silent time. Let me just set it up in the way that it might be helpful. Just make sure you're in a comfortable position and invoking that inner friend, that non-judgmental, loving attitude, welcoming attitude to all of your thoughts, feelings, and experiences. Let your body relax. Enjoy that sensations of relaxation. If you're in a position where part of your body is comfortable, if you have to straighten your legs or sit in a chair, do whatever is necessary to let the body be able to completely relax. Swamiji's often said we want to let the body relax so much that you really can't feel the contours of the body or the edges of the body. It's hard to distinguish it from the space that's surrounding it. So the more the body relaxes, the more it disappears from your perception. So just give that suggestion to relax for the entire body, to relax even more. Continue to relax. And as the body continues to relax more and more deeply, invoking the inner friend toward your mind and toward the little ones in the unconscious. Give the mind the space to feel, to think, to take care of itself. Respect its thought flow and respect and honor the feelings or stress or agitations or anything that happens to be going on in the mind. Just welcome it. And feel the mind relaxing as you give it that freedom to just be what it is. Giving the mind and body permission to cleanse itself, to heal itself. It's kind of like a time out, allowing it to take care of its own issues. In a welcoming, caring, respectful environment that the inner friend provides, in fact, that your very being provides. If the buddhi, if your mind is speaking from or living from yourself, and your body and mind get that respect and care naturally as to all people and beings in your environment. Gently letting the mind focus or root itself in your own presence. I want you to do this pranayama in order to kind of absorb the mind a little bit more deeply in the body. And then using the breath also as almost a japa mantra, repetitive mantra, because the breath is a natural japa. There's an inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. That natural japa can keep the mind, in a sense, occupied, so your own being, you can put the identity with your own being and just allow that yourself to become dominant in your experience. So the japa is to do just a simple japa. I mean, the pranayama is very simple. Is to do 20 inhale and exhales to like about a count of four. If you've done this yourself, you know how to do it at your own pace. But there's no retention of the breath. There's just an inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. So if you do it to a count of four, four it would be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, or whatever count is comfortable for your own system. So you do that 20 times. And then after that, we'll do retention, a count of four, inhale, retention for four, exhale for four, retention for four. Call it the four square. Inhale, retention, exhale, retention. And do that 10 times. It's just a technique for really balancing the system and balance and absorbing your mind. And so as you do that and as you complete that, let the breath continue to bring your mind back home to yourself until that's just not necessary. So let's go ahead and start that. Each one will do it individually. Okay, and that's it. As you're doing this breathing technique, please continue doing it. Notice the silent presence of me, of your own being, in which the breath is taking place. The ingoing and outgoing breath doesn't cover in any way the silence of your own presence, your own being. The breath is taking place in the depth of your being. Not depth of your being, just in your being. Continue doing that breathing. Gently focused on your own presence. When you finish with that exercise, let the breath just breathe, occur naturally, and let your mind follow the breath like a japa, the gentle focus on your own presence. Say me on me, my own being, what makes me me. Sense of self. If there are any perceptions or thoughts that may be passing through, just relax, welcome them, let them come and go, and notice that they don't touch you, they don't cover you or affect your being. They're not a bother. Allow them to be. Every part of your mind and of your unconscious, the little ones inside, invite all of them to be with you, be with your own being, this me. Let everybody be welcome. If helpful, follow your breath without manipulating it. Just be with the breath, and the breath is with you. If there's any pressure in the mind to talk or tell you something or want to resolve something, let it do that. If there's little ones inside that need attention, give them that attention. All the while, letting that take place in the silence of your own being, with that viveka, that discrimination is there where you are so full, so silent, so steady. Such a blessing. And let those worries and little ones be healed by that love. deeply relaxing. Gently focusing on you, your own presence. Being yourself, the presence that you are, be that. Body and mind relaxing. Gently focusing on yourself and your being. Being yourself. Relaxing, focusing, being myself. Inviting the little ones to be with you. see if you can welcome all beings to be with you, even the ones that have hurt you or that you push away. Gently focusing on your own presence. Notice that your own being doesn't have any rejection in it, doesn't exist. There's no fear in yourself. Focus on your breath. Be with your own presence. Be yourself. Let your presence become dominant. It's that really all that is there is just your being. Me. Visualize this me that you are as the one self of the whole universe, the one me of all beings. Just visualize that, imagine that. This me that is me is the me, is the self of all that is. I am Ishwa. So the mind is never away from Ishwa. As Brahman, I am Ishwa. As a jiva, I am part of Ishwa. But as my being, as myself, I am Ishwa. As a jiva, I am part of Ishwa. The wave is part of the ocean. As myself, I am the water, I am Ishwara. The whole universe rests in me. There is no rejection from my standpoint.